This one is not filed. So we're going to have to see how we're feeling. And I always say that at the beginning of the mini, and by the time the mini's done at like 4 minutes or 5 minutes, we forget to file it. So let's see if we remember by the end of it. It is Wednesday anyway. This one is by, I don't know, it's a symbol, news, abc.net.au. Australia, from the 8th of June. And this one is titled Video of Antarctic Seafloor Damage by Anchors, a Warning to Tourism Sector.
Interesting.
Right? That's why I said that I had to choose this one. Matthew Mulrennan was trying to find and film the elusive colossal squid in Antarctica when his underwater footage revealed something worrying in the deep. The footage revealed a seafloor scoured of life with deep grooves that suggested damage by anchor chains. Quote, you could clearly see this delineation between where there was abundant marine life and where the chain and anchor had disrupted seafloor, end quote, Mr. Mulrennan said. It is the first video evidence of environmental damage in the sensitive polar region. Mr. Mulrennan and colleagues reported on Monday in the Frontiers in Conservation Science. An estimated 4,000 species live on the Antarctic seafloor, with around 90% unique to the southern continent's waters. Mr. Mulrennan said most visitors might go there for the penguins, seals and whales, but the region's biodiversity was more like an iceberg. Quote, almost all of it's underwater, he said.
It's part of the environment that isn't totally Arctic, I guess is a way to say it. Like, it's not the wind blowing at you. Like, water keeps a good temperature.
Yeah.
And like, when you think of the north, that water is full of life. Like, there's seals, there's narwhals, mm-hmm. there's beluga whales. I'm guessing the south is just like that.
It would have to be. And it's not something that people necessarily think about either.
No.
In any part of the ocean. It makes you think about what else is going on in other parts of the ocean. So I'm going to go on and then let's talk about it after. The animals that are there are very vulnerable. Some grow to extreme years of age, including giant volcano sponges, which we found right next to the anchor damage. I'm actually going to send you in general, you can look at the photos. Not everyone listening, obviously.
It makes sense too, because I've heard that those seas can be rough, so you do actually like have to anchor.
I don't know that you ever wouldn't anchor, especially when you have tourists and you're tendering and stuff. You would have to tender in yeah. Antarctica, get off the ship to a smaller one, and you take zodiacs and stuff like that. So there's some pictures in the video for you. Mr. Mulrennan, a marine scientist and founder of a not-for-profit conservation group, Colossal, was on a tourist ship visiting Antarctica in 2023 when he took the footage. Concerned about what he saw, he contacted marine geophysicist and anchor chain damage researcher Sally Watson from the New Zealand National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research.
Wow.
Interesting. There's an actual person researching that. He kind of led us to believe that there's no one looking at it right now, I would say at least. Dr. Watson confirmed the linear grooves and harsh gouges recorded in the popular destination Yankee Harbor next to the Antarctic island were consistent with damage caused by anchors in their chains. Mr. Mulrennan and Dr. Watson said the findings raised concerns about anchoring by research and fishing vessels, as well as growing tourism industry in Antarctica. They said more regulation and collecting of anchoring data was needed ahead of a projected quadrupling of tourists from 452,000 people a year visiting Antarctica by 2033-2034. That's a lot of people.
Jeez, that's a city.
Yeah, so let's talk about...
I always thought it was a lot smaller.
Well, it is compared to all the other places that cruise ships are taking.
Chelsea, I watched the video in the link you sent me, and giant volcano sponges are massive. I did not expect them to look like that. And apparently they can reach an age of 15,000 years.
What?
Which is just bizarre, yeah. They're considered the oldest animals on the planet.
I had no idea. There, you just got something for a dinner party. I know you guys are always looking for something like that.
How many dinner parties do you guys need?
So many. We talk to only the classiest people, is what I gotta believe. And I'm complimenting them right now. Let's talk about how exactly the anchors damage the oceans, because that's something that got me a little bit interested in this as well. Anchors can be meters wide and crush the living things they land on, but it's the chain connecting the anchors anchored to the ship that often does the most damage as it drags laterally across the seabed. Many Antarctic seabed animals grow slowly in the same place over centuries, making them vulnerable to chains. You got to think, when the water is as cold as it is too,
yeah, it doesn't grow fast.
You would think everything grows very, very slow there as well. Dr. Watson said anchor chains probably had the second biggest impact to the seafloor after trawling by commercial fishers. Research into anchor impacts is growing in places such as the Great Barrier Reef and other tropical reef environments, but Dr. Watson said there was a big gaping hole in Antarctica. Mr. Mulrennan surveyed 36 sites around the Antarctic Peninsula, and anchoring damage was only found at the Yankee Harbor site. That's super strange.
I would assume that means that nothing was looked at that well then. Or nobody goes to any other part of Antarctica? Potentially.
They would have to. Dr. Watson wasn't able to access voluntary anchoring data kept by the International Association of Antarctica Tour Operators, so she used ship tracking data to estimate anchoring activity instead. 8 vessels likely used their anchors in Yankee Harbor during the month Mr. Mulrennan surveyed the area. Dr. Watson estimated a minimum of 1,600 meters of seabed would be affected if each vessel anchored in water 30 to 40 meters deep. This figure does not consider the damage from the chain dragging side to side if the ships moved. Quote, we don't know the footprint of anchoring within the Antarctic Peninsula, so it could be a pretty extensive issue for the seafloor bed, Dr. Watson said. So I think that's exactly right. They're just not looking at other ones. Social scientist Elizabeth Lean of the University of Tasmania, who was not involved with the study, said there were sites more popular than Yankee Harbor that hadn't been surveyed. Professor Leanne, whose work focuses on Antarctica tourism, noted Hooverville Island and Nico Harbor received more visits than Yankee Harbor. It does go on for a little bit, so I'm going to end it there. It talks about tourism operations to examine the research that they're doing and what can be done, but we can put this link into the show notes so that you can read more. It's very interesting what they're talking about. I wanted to put it in because it's another byproduct of the cruise industry and tourism that I think a lot of people wouldn't even think twice about, where we did another episode on cruise ships and all the damage that they do to the environment, and this one didn't even make it onto the list.
No.
Something you don't even really think about.
Well, and to be fair, most cruise ships don't have to anchor because they're going into ports.
That's true.
This is a unique situation for the cruise industry in this one.
That's true. There are ports, though, while not exactly common, there are still tender ports that you're going to see on. I would say you having a tender port, at least one on a cruise itinerary, is normal.
Okay.
At least one. Sometimes you'll have a couple, but something to think about with the impact that the cruise industry has on the environment as well. When you know, they're having to tender because they're too large of a cruise ship that can't fit into port or something like that. So add it to the list.
Wow. I didn't know that part either. So I'm glad we learned that in an episode we did like 3 years ago now.
It's true. Yeah. Good episode. Well, disturbing episode.
Yeah. I would say. You guys got 48 hours. You go take a look for it. See if you can find it. Give it a listen. I think it probably holds up. I don't know. I haven't listened to it in a long time. Anyhow,
it should hold
go,
up.
Go find it. Bye.
Bye.